It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Front Range has been under an ozone alert for more than 3 weeks now. Many residents are feeling the symptoms. Matthew Lilly lives in the foothills near Morrison. He says bad air has kept him from hiking, trail running, or biking.
And again, all those activities that where you're breathing hard, it's not anything that I want to do when the weather's like this.
Lilly says the smog gives him a sore throat, headache, and sinus pressure. Health officials say people with medical conditions or who are sensitive to air pollution should limit their time outdoors during ozone days. Front Range air quality could be unhealthy again today. A state health department ozone alert covers Fort Collins and Greeley, Denver, and Colorado Springs. The state is also warning people about unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke in parts of Rout County near the Morgan Creek wildfire north of Steamboat Springs. That fire started about 2 weeks ago. It has burned more than 6,000 acres. Hotels in Colorado Springs had the third highest occupancy rate across the U.S. last month. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Of all the available rooms in Colorado Springs, nearly 85% of them were filled in June. The Gazette reports that's above the national average among the 165 cities measured by research firm STR. When you tweak the criteria and include cities not tracked by STR, Colorado Springs is the third highest in the state, behind Durango and Glenwood Springs. That data comes from the Rocky Mountain Lodging Report, which has a separate category for many ski resorts and places like the Broadmoor. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Bureau of Land Management has increased its oversight and protection of adopted wild horses and burros. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
Wild horses roam on federal and private land in Colorado and other western states, and the BLM rounds them up as part of an adoption program. The New York Times reports that many of those horses end up being sold for slaughter, but new BLM rules will try to stop that. The agency will add post-adoption visits, better screening of potential adopters, and increased warnings about illegally selling wild horses. The agency will also start requiring adopters to certify that they won't sell or trade a wild horse for slaughter or processing into commercial products. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
It's highs in the 90s again today along the Front Range and in western Colorado, 80s in the mountains, and hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News.